Matthew, first of all, tell me your name and what you do.
I'm Matthew Smith. I work for Alltech. I'm currently living in New Zealand, looking after the new business that we've started there. And one of my responsibilities with in Alltech for a number of years has been to look after the Silol range of products.
Well, this discussion dinner that we're having, that you're going to be taking part in leading a discussion here, we're going to focus on silage. And tell me, what are kind of the things you want to present to get the discussion going?
I think when it comes to silage, one of the things I always try and stress when you're addressing a group, whether they're producers, whether they're consultants, nutritionists, or even people in education, is to get excited about it. We generally don't, and that's probably because we have some pretty stiff preconceptions about silage. It's generally a pain because the weather's never right, custom operator doesn't turn up, and sometimes things go wrong. The important thing to remember about silage is it's just as important in terms of feed ingredients as anything else that you buy onto the place. In fact, I would argue that in most dairy enterprises, it's the biggest single source of dry matter input. And therefore, it has to be right. And the more that you can control in that process, the more likely you are to be successful, i.e. the less the risks are to spoiling that process.
So what are the primary factors that can go into somebody having a successful silage program? And what are the things they need to do or be most concerned about?
I think the most important decision any silage maker can make is to decide which seed to put in the ground. Once you've done that, make sure that you plan the whole operation. Look at the cows, look at the nutrition that you require. Do you want a mixed forage, or will you get away with a single forage? Doesn't necessarily mean that just because you're feeding a single forage, you won't get a lot of milk, because if it's good, you will do.
So what do you hope to see happen here tonight when we've got this group that comes in for the dinner?
I hope really just to portray silage as being good news. And when I say good news, it's something that everybody's still involved in. And despite the fact that things are tight in many corners of the world now, cutting your way around the corners with silage and silage management is not one way to go. In a difficult time, it's really the backbone of a successful enterprise.
Well, I'm looking forward to the discussion. I'll be participating in this dinner myself. Thank you very much, Matthew. Here at the Global Dairy 500 Conference, I'm Chuck Zimmerman.